You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, Jermaine Defoe to score and Sunderland to win is 5-1, and Matt Ritchie to score and Bournemouth to win in the betting at 6-1. David, we talked momentarily about this match off air, and these prices do really surprise me, and it looks like an overreaction to the results last weekend here.
Big time. For the life of me, I can't work out why Bournemouth are favourites to win this game.
They love them though, don't they?
They're fashionable, aren't they?
I'm telling you, one of them traders, Holidays on the South Coast. It's Bournemouth on the South Coast, it isn't.
Yeah.
It's down
last
there.
Time I looked, it was. They've lost six games away from home. Sunderland have lost five at home. They've won three at home, Sunderland. And, they are capable of winning at the Stadium of Light. In fact, they've played 10 games there and they've lost five of them. So they're doing something right out on home soil. And most of those games have been against teams a little bit more accomplished than Bournemouth. I don't understand why they're 2-1. Yeah, it is an overreaction. And for the one set of results last weekend when Sunderland got pasted by Tottenham. And Bournemouth beat Norwich, but Norwich were criminally poor then. Anybody would have beaten Norwich the way they played, as even their manager implied. The odds are pure and simply wrong for this. And you don't call yourself a punter if you don't back Sunderland here, but I know you're going to go for Bournemouth late.
Love it.
Which confirms the arguments as well. 2-1 Sunderland, Lee. I think Sam Allardyce will pinpoint this fixture. He'll have this marked down as one where he's going to get the 3 points.
Absolutely, yeah. Spot on, yeah. I mean, they have to, don't they, really? I mean, if they were to lose this, and results go against them, they could be in real spot of bother. And these are the games that I think they do win. I agree with Derek. I think it is a too big a price. I mean, the problem you've got is that it's just so unpredictable. I mean, you look at Sunderland's home form and you think, well, they need to be starting winning games. Well, they lost to Watford at home. Admittedly, they haven't played many at home recently, which is counting against them a little bit. This is really weird when you look at the home Premier League matches that Sunderland have had recently. They're one on the 7th of November. Then the 28th of November, 12th of December, 30th of December, 2nd of January, and now we're on the 23rd of January. There's a lot of space between
in their
home matches, and they're going to get a run of these soon. That's it, and he must be focusing, as you say. So now, I mean, the problem he's got, Big Sam. And I was looking at this the other day because I've been quite keen on Sunderland staying up. It's still around the 11-4 mark, I think. But then I started looking at the running. Right, they've got Bournemouth here. Then they've got a home game on the 2nd of February, Man City. Home game on the 13th of February, Man United. Then they've got Palace and Everton, who, we're going to win the league next year. West Brom, Leicester. And then they finish with Arsenal and Chelsea. So he has got an uphill battle. But it makes your point even more pertinent, I think. They have to win this game.
Yeah.
Because barring a great end to the season where Defoe scores goal after goal after goal and a great escape, which can happen, we've seen it happen. They have got limited points available at home here. Arguably, West Brom, Bournemouth, Crystal Palace, and maybe Everton are games that they would expect to take points out of. So, yeah, must win. Doesn't mean they will, but I can see why Derek's going for 2-1. What I like is Benikofobe to score here, 17-10. I've been really impressed with him since he came to Bournemouth. I thought, that first game we talked about how he could have really scored, he had chances to score.
Should have scored.
And then, then did score, obviously, in the next game they played. I thought he was, good. That 3-0 win over Norwich, he wrapped it up in the end. I like him. He's going to get chances, it looks like. I think they'll play on the break, and I think he will get chances against Sunderland. And as we know, Sunderland aren't exactly watertight in defence, tend to concede at home. So I like him at 17-10. But I think it doesn't mean they will win, but I think they have to win this. Sunderland win, and Benikofobe to score, 14-1.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.